Okay, we now continue in Maseches Klayim, and now we move on to an entirely different section of Maseches Klayim, starting with Perek Dalet. The next several prakim are going to talk about Kilei HaKerem. The halachs of Kilei HaKerem are different than Kilei Zeraim. Normally, when it comes to a vineyard, we're a little more machmir on a number of different halachos, as we're going to see in these coming prakim. So, one of the halachos that we're more machmir on is that when it comes to separating grain and vegetables from a vineyard, you have to separate it by four amos of space. You have to have four amos of empty space around a vineyard called the area of Avodas HaKerem. That's where you need to bring your oxen to plow the ground around the area of the grapevines, and it has to have enough space for the oxen to walk with the wagons. So the definition of a kerem is 2 plus 2 plus 1 at the tail, meaning it's five vines make up a kerem. That's what the Gemara Maseches Bava Basra says, that one of the Amoraim planted 400 vineyards. And the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean he planted 400 full vineyards. That would be insane. No one could plant that much. It means he planted five vines next to each other 400 times. So that's the definition of a vineyard. It's the halachic definition of a vineyard. So our mission is going to talk about what if you are not planting next to a vineyard, but you want to plant something else in middle of a vineyard, what's called karachas hakerem. So the halach is a karachas hakerem, says the Mishnah. If you have an empty space in a vineyard, so how much empty space do you need in the vineyard in order to be able to plant something else and not run afoul of the halacha of Kilei HaKerem? So it's machlokes b'sham b'shalil. B'sham yomrim esrim v'arba amos. So you need an empty space of 24 amos so you can plant something else in that area. So what you do is you leave 4 amos of space next to the vines on one side, 4 amos of space next to the vines on the other side, which leaves you 16 amos of space to plant in between. It leaves you 16 amos where you're able to plant. So that's why it's 24 amos. But if it's less than 24 amos, you're not going to have 16 amos to plant in between, and then you're not allowed to plant anything. And we'll see why that's the case. So Beis Hillel omrim sheish esrei amos. Beis Hillel says that no, 16 amos is enough, meaning 4 amos of empty space on each side, which leaves you 8 amos to plant. And according to Beis Hillel, as long as you have 8 amos to plant, that's good enough. And the reason for it is as follows. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that the area that you plant in the middle has to be big enough to be considered its own independent field. What they argue about is how much area do you need to plant in order for that to be considered its own independent field. So Beis Shammai says it's only considered its own independent field if it's 16 amos. Because if it's part of the vineyard, then it's klayim. So it has to be independent of the vineyard. So Beis Shammai holds that's 16 amos. Whereas Beis Hillel says 8 amos is enough for it to be considered its own independent field. So that's as far as a Karachas HaKerem. That's as far as the empty space in middle of a kerem that you want to plant something else. What about a Mechol HaKerem? Mechol HaKerem means the space between the fence that surrounds the kerem and the vines. Meaning if you want to plant something else in between where the vines are planted and the wall around the kerem, so Beis Shammai Omrim Sheish Esrei Amos. Beis Shammai says you need 16 amos between the vines and the wall that surrounds the kerem. Beis Hillel omrim 12 amos. Beis Hillel says that you only need 12 amos. So Beis Shammai will hold that you need to have a path right next to the wall, and you need to leave 4 amos of empty space between the vines and where you're going to plant. So if you have a 4 amos path and 4 amos of empty space, that leaves 8 amos where you could plant other stuff. And Beis Hillel holds you don't need 8 amos to plant other stuff. You only need 4 amos to plant other stuff. So you leave 4 amos empty left next to the edge of the kerem, because that's the avodas hakerem and can't be planted. Then beyond those 4 amos, you could plant only if it's its own field. But in the case where you're near the wall of the vineyard, the 4 amos closest to the wall can't be counted as part of the field, because people don't plant within 4 amos of a wall. So the area that we plant with something else has to be between the 4 amos work area and the 4 amos path next to the wall, and it has to be considered its own field. So according to Beis Hillel, it needs to be 4 amos in order for it to be considered its own field, whereas according to Beis Shammai, it needs to be 8 amos in order for it to be be considered its own field. So that, thus the machlokas, where Beis Shammai would say you need a total of 16 amos, because 8 plus 4 plus 4, and Beis Hillel would say you only need a total of 12 amos, because 4 plus 4 plus 4, meaning 4 amos of a path next to the wall, 4 amos of avodas hakerem next to the vines, and 4 amos where you plant something else. So we just spoke about the halachos of karachas hakerem and of what's the mechol hakerem. So now the next two mishnah, the end of this mishnah and the entirety of the next mishnah just define those terms and give a practical example of these halachos that we just learned within the shita of the Beis Hillel. Ve'ezu hi karachas hakerem. What is the definition of a karachas hakerem? Kerem shecharav me'emtza'u. It means that you have a vineyard that was destroyed in the middle, meaning that there's empty space in the middle of the vineyard. So it doesn't lav dafka destroyed. It just means it could be that nothing was ever planted there. So it's just empty space in the middle of the vineyard. So main shem sheish esrayama. If you have less than 16 amos of clear empty space, lo yavi zerelisham. Then you're not allowed to bring other seeds to plant there. Hayusham sheish esrayama. But if you did have 16 amos, nosan avodas v'zores. Also, just make sure you leave avodas hakerem on each side, 4 amos on each side. Up against the vines, 4 amos of empty space for avodas hakerem, and then you could plant the remaining 8 amos with other produce. Then the Mishnah Beis tells us, ezuhi mechol hakerem. It defines what is mechol hakerem. Bein kerem legader, it's the area between the vineyard and the wall that surrounds it. So, im ein sham shtei mesrayama, if there's less than 12 amos between the vineyard and the wall, lo yavizera l'sham, then you're not allowed to bring and plant anything there. Hayu sham shtei mesrayama, but if there are 12 amos between the vineyard and the wall, then you give the kerem, it's the area, the kedei avod that it needs, which is 4 amos, vizareya samosa, and you can plant the rest of the space between the avodas hakerem and the path around the wall with other things, and that leaves you 4 amos to plant, and that is, in fact, shitas Beis Hillel. So it's pretty easy to summarize today. Perek Dalet Mishnayis Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph taught us the halacha of a karachas hakerem, and Mishnah Beis sorts of Mechol hakerem. So karachas hakerem means an empty space in middle of the vineyard. Where Beis Shammai holds you need 24 amos of empty space to plant 16 amos worth of something else, and Beis Hillel holds that no, you only need 16 amos of empty space in order to plant 8 amos worth of something else. And a mechol hakerem, the area around the kerem, in between the kerem and the walls, Beis Shammai holds you need 16 amos so that you can have 4 amos of a pathway, 4 amos of avodas hakerem, and 8 amos still to plant. And you only need 12 amos to have 4 amos of a pathway, 4 amos of avodas hakerem, and only 4 amos to plant something else. Bezrus Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel.